Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
It's an overcast Wednesday here in Hattiesburg from the Southern Bancorp Studios. Kelly Sander along with Dima Mixon and our producer-engineer Michael Mergens. Glad to have you along. Bob Getty's a little under weather today. We hope that he gets feeling a little bit better. No, he doesn't want to miss the first football game coming up this weekend. And the first segment of this program brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Leave all the cooking to them for your first tailgate party, whether it's just a couple of you or a large group. And don't forget the great selection of side dishes, whether it's baked beans, potato salad, my favorite cream spinach, macaroni and cheese. The list goes on, and it's always delicious. Thanks to Dickey's for everything they do for Southern Miss and this program. Joining us in just a moment will be Davis Gillespie, Southern Miss baseball standout. He has just returned from a stint in the Cape Cod League up in Massachusetts. A little bit later on, we'll be talking with women's soccer coach Mohamed El Azara. The women's team, it's kind of been a tale of two cities, the best of times, the worst of times. They've either won by shutouts or lost by shutouts, but they're really getting prepared for conference play, which will begin a little bit later on in the month, I think September 21st. Davis Gillespie joins us. The native of Northern Alabama has just returned from the Cape Cod League, where he played for the Bourne Braves with a .268 batting average, had 5 doubles, 7 RBIs, 22 hits in 22 games. And as we welcome you, Davis, first of all, thanks for coming on the show with us. And I know that every single player that plays Division I baseball would love to play in the Cape Cod League, because most outsiders know that the Cape Cod League is where Major League Baseball puts a lot of the guys that they consider to be prospects in that league. So how did you, and we certainly feel that way about you, but how did you get the call to go to the Cape Cod League? How does that work?
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for having me, first off. And I guess to start, last summer I played in Rhode Island with a team called the Ocean State Waves. My coach there, Eric Hirschbein-Bodner, was we stayed in touch this past year, and then I was lucky enough to he has contact with the head coach of the Braves, Scott Landers, and so they made that connection throughout the season, and I got the chance to go up there.
Man, so it's a lot about who you know, too, isn't it? We learn that about
a lot. For sure.
Not just in baseball, but in getting jobs and other things like that. So what were some things that you did? First of all, did you ever contemplate not going? You know, maybe thinking,
No.
Hey, I had enough baseball, maybe I want to rest a little bit.
It was an automatic decision that I wanted to go there, because I know it's a great opportunity for any player that gets to go. Last summer, getting to, you know, learn what summer ball is all about, and then, you know, getting this opportunity this summer was a no-brainer.
What did you want to work on, or what are some things you expected to happen over the summer up in Bourne?
I really just wanted to develop just all-around skills. You know, I mean, one thing in specific would be playing in the outfield, because I was new to that in the spring. So going up there this summer, I really tried to focus on
the Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
The Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, and YouTube now. Add that to the list. And to those of you that are listening on podcasts, we had a computer glitch that kind of the first 4 minutes of the show today, you're not going to be able to hear, I don't think. So anyway, we just wanted to let you know.
Last four.
The last 4 minutes You weren't able to hear. So
yeah, we said some bad things and we had to cut that out. So
that's what it was.
It was the Russians.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah, isn't that what Mr. Biden is saying today? The Russians. Anyway,
he's saying something.
I don't know.
He could talk.
We don't want to get him up.
Yeah, that's right.
This segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by Campus Book Mart. It's in the bright yellow building right across from the main campus on Hardy Street. It's the place. I remember when they used to have your textbooks in there. You used to get all your textbooks.
Yep.
But now it's clothing, merchandise, anything that can have an eagle head stamped on it, engraved in it, whatever. They've got it for you there. And, of course, the first home football game this Saturday, you'll be able to get your football swag in there. And there's, I'm sure, plenty of Baseburg stuff in there as well as we continue our discussion with Davis Gillespie, Southern Miss baseball standout who returned from Bourne, where he played in the Cape Cod League. The Bourne Braves. And Davis, the guys are rolling now this fall. Take us through the chronology, the calendar now of kind of how the fall breaks down and what are some things that particularly the younger guys work on and how their workouts may be different from you graybeards that have been around a couple years.
Okay, yeah. Right now we're focused on the lifting aspect of training. We're slowly getting into the baseball portion. We'll be scrimmaging here in a couple weeks, I believe. But right now, Coach Mack is really getting at us. The new guys, they start off a little bit slower in the workout portion, but they will be up to par with us here in a couple weeks.
Did you see Andrew Abbedee out there working out? Because we had him on the show a couple days ago, and he said he did a workout with the baseball team. And I just don't know if I believe him, you know? So we're just wondering if you saw him out there.
So I wasn't there, but I actually did watch the video that he
yeah.
made. That was fun to watch, for sure.
Davis, people talk about, you know, that you're put together, you're a good-looking athlete, a good-looking kid. Where is the fine line? Because I've heard this from baseball players, too. Where's the fine line between strength and being too tight? I'll hear guys say, yeah, that guy is just so big, but he's really, really tight. Kind of educate us as to what people mean when they say that.
I guess you could say some guys don't focus on their mobility of the training aspect as much as they should, and that's when they become tight. When you focus too much on the weightlifting aspect, you become tight. So, like with us, we're really focused on the mobility before we lift. That way we don't get to, you know, being too tight as an athlete.
So when you're talking about too tight, we're talking about flexibility here, right?
Yes, flexibility isn't necessarily the same thing as mobility.
Okay. All right.
Mobility is more about range of motion, and then flexibility, you could say, I guess, is how far you can stretch. I'm not too knowledgeable on that, but
yeah,
that's my take on it.
Yeah, but there is that fine line, though, because yeah, I've seen guys because you get compliments. Man, you look so good, you know.
Yeah. You've never gotten those compliments.
No, I never get those yeah, compliments, but I'm just saying, you know, he looks good, but he's just so tight that it gets to be, you know, problematic. So anyway, but you guys have got coaches and advisors that show you exactly what to do and how to do it and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, 100%. We've got a great staff that, you know, keeps us in check.
Davis, when you look at the upcoming season, you know, I feel like every time we get to about February and we have that, you know, media day with the baseball team, and then you get to talk to the players. They talk about how the freshmen, we've mentioned the freshmen earlier, they came in and the bond on the team was just almost immediate, and especially with transfers and stuff like that. How have you seen the team start have that bond, starting to connect with those freshmen and even some of the transfers that Ostrander brought in with the kid from Kentucky and a couple of other pieces?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guys that have been here for a couple of years or so have really realized that we have a very young group, so it's going to be really important for us to build that bond with them as the fall goes on, so that once the season does start, you know, we're a totally new team, but we're close as ever. So that's something we're keeping in mind.
You know, the NCAA, we mentioned this going into the break, you know, some rule changes with the addition of another coach, the reduction of roster sizes, the politics of baseball, even at the college level. How would you describe, and I know you can't speak for everybody else, Davis, but how much do you follow all that stuff that happens off the field?
I'm not too, too concerned about it, but you know, I just try to put my head down and go to work and, you know, do what I can do. I'm not really too involved in the rules, but it's definitely something to look after.
Now, most of you guys that have played at Southern Miss came up through some type of travel ball program or whatever you want to call it, you know, when you were mm-hmm. kids. And now there are critics, of course there are critics of everything, but say that kids are playing too much baseball at younger ages, and Tommy John surgeries and UCL injuries are happening younger and younger. If you could, tell every American parent of a kid that wants to play baseball, advise them as to how to handle their child and how much is too much, what would you tell them?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if I could go back, I always heard, and I just never listened, that playing two sports in high school is a huge benefit as an athlete. You know, I wish I could go back and play football another year, but, you know, that just can't happen. I would say I wouldn't cut yourself short on the baseball part, but if, you know, you want to play another sport, that would really help you even on the baseball side.
What is it about football? Because I've heard college baseball coaches say, if I have a choice between a kid who's done nothing but play baseball or a kid that's been down on a three-point stance every once in a while, talent being equal, I want the kid that's been down in the three-point stance. Why do you suppose they always say that?
That's a good question, actually. I guess my opinion would be that, you know, football teaches you athleticism that baseball can't teach you. So, you know, being in a football season almost prepares you in a different way that playing baseball year-round can't.
And I would think it would toughen you up, too.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it would probably get you a lot stronger and more,
right.
More, you know, athletic. I mean, Kelly, that's not you, but that's Davis here, you know, on the show.
That's the second shot he's taken at me being non-athletic. But when you can talk your way out of trouble, Dima, that in itself is a different talent, right?
Yeah, okay. Davis, when you look at the upcoming season, you know, a lot still question marks in certain areas. I mean, we talk about football season all the time, but when you're at this point in the baseball season and you're going fixing to have fall scrimmages coming up, fall camp, fall baseball, are you excited for that as equally as excited as you are for the season to start next spring?
Yeah, you almost have to be. You know, going into the fall season, it's an opportunity to grow the team, and that's when you get better coming up to the real baseball season, because if you don't take this fall season as serious as a real season, you're not going to, you know, be as prepared as you could be.
Even though you're considered a veteran, Davis, you still haven't been here, you know, a long, long, long time. With that, how are you different today as a baseball player than you were when you started at Southern Miss?
I would give credit to the guys that have come before me, even in my 3 years here. You know, obviously I've been here for 3 years, but guys like, you know, Matthew Russo, Danny Lynch is still with us even today coaching us. I would say the guys that, you know, have come before me and really showed me what Southern Miss baseball is all about is what, you know, that's what keeps this program going.
From a maturity standpoint, how are you different as a person?
Just, I would say character development has been a big thing that, you know, all of us players have picked up here. We get better at the baseball side. Not only that, but we get better as a human being.
All right, so if you're scouting Davis Gillespie, and this is in the fall because you're going to have time to get ready, obviously, for the spring. If you're scouting Davis Gillespie, how do you get him out?
You can't.
I would.
What do you struggle with, I guess, at this point? And what are you going to work on to get better at?
I would say I'm going to try to get better at hitting the fastball this fall. You know, that's one small aspect that I think I could grow in.
Wow, I would think the fastball would. I wouldn't think anybody could get a fastball past you.
Yeah,
I've seen a couple of them land out in the beyond the scoreboard out there in left field.
I think one's still in the air right now. Yeah, see it up there? It's like way up.
Picking it up on radar. Well, Davis, look, man, we appreciate the time that you're taking with us as you continue to be in the books now with a finance, you know, working on a finance degree at Southern Miss, and a lot of Southern Miss fans will be out there. I think there are about as many people out there watching scrimmages lots of times as maybe some of the other sports at Southern Miss, and we know you're going to be instrumental in whatever happens next spring. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Davis Gillespie, who just returned from the Cape Cod League. That's, of course, up in the Massachusetts under the Waringham Gatemen and a lot of those teams up there. Those communities, I don't know if you've ever been up there while the season is going on in the summer, but these little towns, but it's like it's Major League Baseball to these people.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is because they know that the guys on the field are going to be Major League players. Get that autograph early, right?
Yeah. And I mean, I would love to go up there one time to see it. I think it'd be so cool.
And the weather.
I obviously say the weather.
Literally, it's cool up there with that wind coming off off the coast, the Atlantic coast, too. So it's a lot of fun. Cape Cod League Baseball. We're glad to have Davis Gillespie with us. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk women's soccer at Southern Miss with the women's head soccer coach, Muhammad El Azara. He will join us on the Eagle Hour when we continue after this timeout.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
And we're on the air every day because of businesses like 4th Street Bar and Grill, home of the 1095 lunch. And, of course, the National Football League begins Thursday night when the Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, excuse me, the Chiefs play their first of 17 home games this year. And they're playing against the Ravens. Man, that's
actually a pretty good game.
Yeah, it should
be. I'm looking forward to that.
And then there's one Friday night as well, which is kind of, I think that's what, the Jets and Eagles, maybe?
Yeah. When's the one in Brazil? There's one in Brazil this
maybe
season.
Maybe that's it.
Is that it?
Maybe that's the one on Friday night. But they'll have all the NFL games. And, of course, the Southern Miss game on Friday night. We'd rather see you at The Rock, and they will tell you that Saturday night. They'll tell you that they'd rather see you at The Rock on Saturday night. But if not, for whatever reason, they'll have all the games always on at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And they go over and above helping Southern Miss. I know last year to set some record in season ticket sales in football, they, out of their own pocket, bought a bunch and then gave them to their customers. It was really cool. So make sure you give them a thumbs up at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Talking women's soccer now, Golden Eagle style, the head coach of the women's teams, Muhammad El Azara, who we just call Coach Mo. It's a lot easier to do that. it's been kind of a tale of two cities. The Lady Eagles either win, well, the Eagles, they either win by shutout or they lose by shutout. But to be fair, Coach Mo, you've played Alabama and Auburn. You played LSU in an exhibition and lost those games. But you're a big believer, as am I, which I think would probably be described as old school, of playing the best teams you can possibly play so that when your team gets into the conference, in this case the Sun Belt, you're ready to go. Yes? That kind of your strategy?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we are in SEC country, and you know, we're surrounded by a lot of them, and it's a great opportunity to go out there and not only test ourselves but also prepare our young team to what lies ahead comes conference time.
And we want to invite fans to come out this Sunday at 1 o'clock when the Eagles will be in town in Hattiesburg taking on the Blazers of UAB. Let's talk about this year's squad, Coach, and how it compares mechanically with last year's team. What do you guys do better this year than you did last year? What are some things maybe you need to work on?
Well, one of the areas that we were really focused on improving is speed, you know, and this class that we that we brought in has definitely is providing that for us. And so we are a team that will be playing in transition a lot more quicker than we did in the past, and so speed was one element that we wanted to add to our team, and obviously we've always wanted players that are comfortable on the ball and show technical qualities, but again, you know, you got to be able to get forward and get into scoring positions, and you know, we have players like Raquel Mitchell, who's a freshman who's done a great job, and we have Laura Lee Taylor from Madison Central, who has been starting for us in the striker position, who's doing a great job there. Shaylin Quick from Florence, Mississippi, who's a sophomore, and she's really done well for us as a starter this year, and actually got to play her first 90-minute game the other day against Alabama. She's been here in the last couple of years. So we're young, but you know, exciting in terms of how we go forward. You know, but again, you know, we also are still slowly but surely we're maturing every time we play those games that we've played so far, and you know, it's the most I've had fun coaching Southern Miss in recent years, for sure.
Well, when you look at the MACCC, the Mississippi Association of Community Colleges, two of the schools that are in your north and south backyard, Jones and Pearl River, always tend to crank out really strong women's programs. How would you describe the relationship that Southern Miss has with Jones and Pearl River, and are the Eagles able to get their lion's share, so to speak, of talent from those schools?
Well, there's obviously the junior college in Mississippi produces a lot of players, you know, and it allows players to go and mature and be ready for the next level. There's several players that we're looking at right now, and we've had players in the past that have contributed heavily for us. Just Shepherd that has done well for us, and even Lindsay Lee from Pearl River. So we've had several players, and we're looking at a couple of players right now that are going to be for 25 for sure.
I've heard sports columnists say, Coach Mo, that the effect that Caitlin Clark has had on women's basketball has been obvious. It's been apparent. But a lot of sports analysts are saying it even goes beyond basketball, the effect that Caitlin Clark has had, and that America now really seems to be embracing like never before women's sports, regardless of what the sport is. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, you're looking at, you know, in terms of soccer, for example, we have a second professional league beside, you know, the USL, beside the NWSL that just started this year. You have also players are right now also turning professional early, you know, from college. There's a lot of players that have gone from high school, and I'm not a big proponent of that. But you're starting to see that because of the global game in Europe, and it's definitely becoming more of a revenue sport, you know, and so you're seeing that a lot at all levels.
You mentioned some of your players, but I wanted to get your thoughts on Darren Akino. Obviously, was in the spotlight a lot last season, already starting to hit some of that spotlight this season with a goal earlier in the year. And so can you just talk about her and her leadership role within that team?
Well, you know, Adara for us is somebody that you know, we is not only our captain, but also is our, one of our main leaders on our team. She plays in multiple positions. She can play in all the three positions up on the front line, but also she plays in the midfield. Her leadership in terms of coming in ready and the way she prepares for practices and games is really helping the young players to really have somebody to follow. And, you know, she treats everything that she does as a pro. I mean, how she prepares for games and how she takes care of her body. And so for us, she's definitely a critical part of our program. Also, you know, unfortunately, we have Ryan Smith from Biloxi that tore her ACL playing in the summer ball team. She's also another captain that we have that, even though she's not on the field, she's out there in practice and in games leading and supporting her teammates. Shaylin Quick, like I said, from Florence, is somebody that has, you know, this is a young lady that was a walk-on, and today she's not only on athletic scholarship, but is a player that one of the main pillars that we rely on the field. You know, we have also Natalie Wilson in the back. Finally, you know, as going into her senior year, she's maturing and she's really leading our back line. So really looking forward for her. Obviously, we have a young lady in goal, Madeline Ellis, who's been very consistent and steady. We're just, you know, making sure right now to get her healthy and ready for the conference.
And let's talk about the conference, Coach. Who are some of the teams you expect to be the toughest that you'll face this season?
Well, you know, you have consistently, you see James Madison and Old Dominion are two teams that have been consistent in the league. You know, you look at Texas State, South Alabama. Those are some player teams that are really, you know, I'd say competitive throughout, you know, year in, year out. We've last year, the last couple of years, we've had results against South Alabama. We were leading Texas State until the last second, and they tied us going into the conference tournament. So we're there. I mean, there's everyone in our schedule is matches that we definitely can come out winning. And, you know, as long as we take care of business and we're consistent and we're showing up every day and just being consistent.
Well,
that's what we want from our players.
With all due respect, Coach, that win against Rice a couple of years ago was pretty doggone cool.
It is, for sure, especially... Especially winning the league at home in
yes.
front of our fans,
yes.
that was one of the, you know, definitely memorable moments in my career here.
And at my age, I don't hardly remember anything. So I do remember that. Coach Mo, we wish you the best of luck. Again, the Eagles will play this Sunday at 1 p.m. against UAB at the soccer complex right off of 7th Street and 4th Street right in there. You know where it is. The Eagles against UAB Sunday at 1. When we come back, Dima will take us through a little bit about a lot of things, including the depth chart for Southern Miss football this weekend, who's in, who's out, why they're in, why they're out, and more stuff when the Eagle Hour continues in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
We talked to Davis Gillespie earlier in the hour about the importance of an offseason and things that you can do in the offseason. They can tell you exactly what to do at DBAT for your youngsters. If you want to deal with strength and conditioning, speed, agility, all those sorts of things. DBAT, an air-conditioned comfort right off of Interstate 59 and a proud supporter of Southern Miss Athletics. We're glad for what they do here on our program as well. A special shout-out to Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. You can visit their all-new Genesis showroom on Highway 98. It's almost all glass. Looks really cool, and I'm sure you've seen it as you've been by Highway 98. Thanks to Genesis. Tomorrow on the program, our JUCO expert, our Junior College Football Weekly guru, Mike Frazier, will join us to set the table for tomorrow night's junior college football games. Pearl River pulling off the big upset last week at 7th-ranked Northwest. And Pearl River will be at Itawamba tomorrow night. But Mike Frazier will be on the show tomorrow to take care of all that for us, plus NFL preview. And as we get you ready for the first home game this weekend, Southern Miss at home against Southeastern Louisiana, that'll be a 6 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. And our show will originate Friday afternoon from Midtown in Hattiesburg. We'll be at Fuzzy's Tacos with a parade of Southern Miss guests. The first game is always special, regardless of who you're playing. And if you've seen the weather forecast, partly cloudy, and it might get to 85, which
I think it's gonna be colder than that.
Can we take that though? I mean,
yep. High of 84, low of 67.
Oh man, it should just really be great. So we hope to see you not only at Fuzzy's but on campus on Saturday. Dima Mixon now has a little bit about a lot of things, what we call Golden Eagle news and notes.
Yeah, let's jump into it. Let's start with cross country, because it's not talked about that much, but let's talk about it. Southern Miss player Maria Kaler from Cincinnati. She's a graduate student. She won cross country runner of the week in the Sun Belt. She clocked in at a 17 minute 27 second 5,000 meter race. She secured an impressive second place individual finish at the Azalea City Classic and aided the team's first place victory there. So congratulations to Maria Kaler for Southern Miss cross country, winning the cross country women's player of the week.
I had to cover that, you know, when you're coming up as a young media student.
I did too.
A cross country event, and you don't know really where to go with the camera because they're running and those rough terrains through trees and rocks and things like that. So you pretty much have to just kind of wait toward the finish line and get them as they come out of the woods or whatever. But good for her.
Yeah, and Southern Miss dropped their depth chart ahead of Saturday night. Some notable things on there. Number one, I think first and foremost, Tate Rodemaker is now the de facto starter. There is not an or on that line anymore. So Tate Rodemaker, as we all know now, is now the starter. And we can finally say it, Kelly. We can say that he is the starter for Southern Miss. Dennis Jackson, starting wide receiver all week today in practice. I was at practice this morning and yesterday. Was in a boot, not in participation at all during practice. A big boot on his right leg. He is not listed on the depth chart, so he is out for Saturday. As well as Elijah Sabatini, who is on the back end of the defense, a safety. He also was in a boot all during practice this week and was a non-participant. He is also not listed on the depth chart, so both of those players are assumed to be out. To fill their spots, you got Davis Dalton kind of moving up in that wide receiver room. So you have your normal Davis, Larry Simmons and Ty Mims on for the slot and outside receivers, then Davis Dalton as your X receiver. You'll probably see a good healthy bit of Dalton, Simmons, Ty Mims, and then Chandler Pittman, who they weren't able to get the ball to a lot in on Kentucky. You look at the back end of the defense, where that secondary, where you're losing Elijah Sabatini, your secondary is going to be the same as it was against Kentucky with Jay Jones and Quez McNeil back there, but the backups, I think, is where Southern Miss now really kind of thinks about. The depth issue was always a concern on that secondary, and when you have an Elijah Sabatini, a player with that importance and veteran presence back there, potentially being out this weekend, and we don't know how long after that. You look at Cameron Knox behind him, young player there. He's a redshirt sophomore. Then you got Centario Willis, another young player as a redshirt freshman. So the depth concern being concerning back there in the secondary if more players were to go down. But hopefully this week Southern Miss can rebound and get back on track against the Lions. I said this on the show on Monday, and I still stand by it, that I think that, you know, unlike last year, this game where you feel like you're a good favorite to win, you know, you don't want to just say you're going to win it, but you feel like you're a good favorite to win, happens after that. Bigger team such as the Florida State last year, Kentucky this year. This game is happening after that. You get some confidence going into what I think is going to be a ginormous game for the trajectory of this football program next weekend at South Florida at home.
Well, I want to see too, and Will Hall said that they just couldn't get Ethan with the 33 snaps or whatever they had against Kentucky. They didn't get to see a lot of Ethan Crawford. I want to see some Ethan Crawford. I want to see, you know, what he can do. And I think under ideal circumstances, you'll get to see a lot of Ethan this weekend, whether it's in the slot or – and I remember too, Dima, last year people laughed at me when I said, man, he could be a running back. That guy's But now nobody's laughing. I mean,
nobody's laughing.
Look, even a blind, I know nothing about football, but I know what I see, and I was going, man, that guy, he's really good. So we're all hoping for the best. That music means we're at the end of today's show. We will see you again tomorrow with the aforementioned guests. Hopefully Bob Getty will be feeling a little bit better. But either way, the show must go on, and we'll be here tomorrow at 1. Until then, for producer-engineer Michael Mergens and Dima Mixon, I'm Kelly Sanner saying Southern Miss
to the top. Into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.